This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica Fire Brigade gets cash injection from PCJ. IMF team to arrive on the island Wednesday, and motorists advised not to use escape lanes as exit lanes on Lins to Dominique Highway. The news in detail after this message.
Looking for a fun way for you and your family to spend a Saturday while learning at the same time? Try the Institute of Jamaica. The IOJ's National Museum Jamaica, Natural History Museum of Jamaica, and the Jamaica Music Museum are all opened on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The whole family can come along. And for this summer, they have a lot of fun activities for little people and big people too.
Now everyone can get a taste of Jamaica's rich culture. Institute of Jamaica Saturday openings, this and every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
See you there!
Now the news. Petrojam has donated $3 million to the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB. Manager of Safety, Environment and Quality at Petrojam, Leon Jarrett, says the donation is a continuation of a partnership between the company and the JFB. He adds that the funds should assist the public education efforts of the brigade.
We hope the donation will fund some of your public education initiative, especially the National Fire Awareness Week. This donation will contribute to Mr. Ibans and others continuing the public education program to prevent fires. The cheapest fire to deal with is the one that you prevent. We hope other organizations will join us in helping the Jamaica Fire Brigade, because in the end, it is the benefit of all Jamaicans.
Mr. Jarrett was speaking at the handing over ceremony in Kingston Tuesday. Acting Commissioner of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, Errol Mowat, accepted on behalf of the JFB. He is encouraging other companies to contribute to the development of the Jamaica Fire Brigade. A team from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, is expected on the island Wednesday, August 13, to conduct the fifth review of Jamaica's performance under the Extended Fund Facility, EFF. The IMF team is scheduled to be in Jamaica from August 13 to 22. During that time, the team will determine if the island has met all quantitative targets and structural benchmarks under the EFF for the April to June quarter. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips told the House of Representatives in July that based on the government's assessment, all the criteria for the June quarter have been met, and he expects Jamaica to pass the review without difficulty. Jamaica passed the fourth review of the EFF conducted in May, resulting in a disbursement of $70.9 million. This brought total disbursements under the agreement to $414.4 million to date. Motorists are being urged not to use the escape lanes on the north-south highway Linstead bypass to Manigue for exiting purposes, as this has so far contributed to delays on the recently opened roadway. Head of the Linstead Police Division, Deputy Superintendent Dwayne Wellington, says two escape lanes are on the highway to be used if vehicles develop mechanical problems or other emergencies and need to stop. He says the police will be using all communication means to encourage motorists to obey road signs and instructions.
It is advised that motorists read the signs, obey the road code, and drive within the limit. The signs are there since escape lanes, but for some reason they have it otherwise.
Mr. Wellington was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The opening of the Mount Rosa bypass is expected to reduce travel time from Linstead to Manigue by 40%. And Professor of Ophthalmology at Johns Hopkins University, Dr. Basil Morgan, is the recipient of the 2014 Marcus Garvey Universal Negro Improvement Association UNIA Award. Dr. Morgan, who was born in Jamaica, received the award from the Jamaica Association of Maryland JAM at its annual Independence Ball commemorating Jamaica's 52nd year of independence on August 9 in Baltimore, Maryland. Presenting the award, Maryland House of Delegates representative and founding member of JAM, Shirley Nathan Pulliam, said Dr. Morgan has given much to Jamaica and the Caribbean diaspora in the areas of general health and eye care. She notes that the award was presented for Dr. Morgan's outstanding achievement in medicine, adding that he is a well-deserved recipient. Accepting the award, Dr. Morgan said he was honored to be recognized and remains committed to serving the people of Jamaica as well as the Caribbean. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.